A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I showcase the new production of Oliver with Boot Music and Lyrics by Lionel Bart, which is on at the Chichester Festival Theatre in association with Cameron McIntosh. It's on until Saturday the 7th of September before transferring to a run in the West End in December. I showcase the audio-described experience, including a touch tour that has a further audio-described performance on Thursday the 5th and Saturday the 7th of September. We hear from one of the volunteer audio-describers and preview what's coming up soon. This new production of Oliver for 2024 has had new life and energy breathed into it by director Matthew Bourne and designer Les Brotherston, loosely adapted from Charles Dickens' classic novel. The orphaned Oliver escapes the harsh Victorian workhouse and takes refuge in London's murky underworld, where the wily gang leader Fagin and his team of resourceful pickpockets, led by the Artful Dodger. The Chichester Festival Theatre, made up of the main venue and the small Minerva Theatre next door, really do care about access and making your experience inclusive and accessible by having a well-trained front-of-house team that will assist with your individual needs, a buddy scheme if you struggle attending alone, providing two or three audio-described performances and touch tours per run delivered by their dedicated team of audio-describers, and having an access page full of detailed information helping to make your experience better, as well as an access scheme available. The touch tour for Oliver took place 90 minutes before the performance, where everyone met in the foyer and was greeted by describers Robert and David and the front of house team, who took us all into the auditorium, and we went up on the three-level platform stage and explored the area, including the workhouse structure and various props and costumes, including Mr. Bumble's staff and costume, Fagin's colourful coat and gold fob watch, an empty coffin, a basket of red roses, metal dishes and spoons, and children's grey rags. The company stage manager gave a brilliant overview and answered any questions that we had. This was an insightful touch tour, beneficial for the 10 participants taking part, creating a greater understanding of the production. It lasted around 30 minutes and allowed 45 minutes for a break or refreshment, and there's lots of options available at the Chichester Festival Theatre before taking your seat for the introduction through the in-ear headset provided, available from the kiosks in the foyer. The audio description from Robert in the first half and David in the second half was enthusiastic, clear and informative, painting pictures of all the action unfolding on stage. David talks a little bit about his experience describing Oliver and why you should attend an audio describe performance at the Chichester Festival Theatre.
So, my name's David, and I'm one of the three audio describers who will be doing Oliver throughout the season. Well, the show is great. And it is large, fast, furious. There's a big cast.
And that makes it both a joy, but also a challenge to describe, because there is so much happening. And there's a lot of movement of cast, there's a lot of movement of set. So that gives us some challenges in making sure that we can describe the essential elements and make people aware of what's going on. And the other thing is the noise. It is a loud show. The music is loud, it's enthusiastic, and we have to be heard above it. So that gives us an additional bit of work to do. I think with any audio description, the challenge for us as describers is to capture the essence of what's going on without giving away too much ahead of things, without treading on the lines of the actors, without intruding on the songs, which can be quite difficult when you've got a long series of songs, giving enough information for the audience to understand what's going on, but without, you know, walking all over the lines and spoiling the enjoyment of the music. When you've got a big show like this and there's a lot going on, it is good to have the touch tour so that people get the chance to almost immerse themselves in the set. They get to touch bits of bits of the set, they get to touch bits of the props, they get to see, feel the costumes. So they get a real chance to almost bring alive what we will then be describing later, so that when we describe it for the first time in the set, in the, during the performance, they'll have had a chance to think, oh yes, that's something I felt, that's something that we came across in the touch tour. So touch tours for me are add the extra dimension to the audio description, because it gives people that, that extra bit of information that perhaps the flat text doesn't always give them. Part of the strength of the whole Chichester Festival Theatre setup is its access program, and it gives people the chance to experience theatre in a way that perhaps is not always open to them. And if you've never done or never experienced an audio description service, come along, ask for a headset, try it out, see what you make of it. We're an enthusiastic bunch of describers. We're all volunteers. There's a team of us who take on most of the shows throughout the year, and it'd be great to have new people coming along and finding out, you know, what it is like at Chichester to have an audio described performance.
Oliver is a spectacular production that will entertain on many levels for theatre goers of all ages, and it's highly recommended from me and is simply not to be missed. It also transfers to the Gielgud Theatre in the West End from December the 14th, 2024. Oliver has a further audio described performance and touch tours on Thursday, September the 5th at 7:30pm and 2:30 on Saturday the 7th of September, with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. Also audio described, we have John Lacars, the spy who came in from the cold at the Minerva Theatre. This is on Friday the 20th of September at 7:30pm and Saturday the 21st of September at 2:30pm, with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. Redlands by Charlotte Jones is on at the Festival Theatre on Friday the 11th of October at 7:30pm and Saturday the 12th of October at 2:30pm, with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. This is a riotous, psychedelic and hugely entertaining account of possibly the most bizarre English court case ever held, evoking a turning point in cultural history and the clash between generations. And finally, for now, The Cat and the Canary is on at the Minerva, and it's audio described on Friday the 25th of October at 7:15pm and on Saturday the 26th of October at 2:15pm, with a touch tour 90 minutes beforehand. Bookings for the touch tour is essential at the time of getting your ticket. To book tickets, you can call 01-243-781312, or you can email access@cft.org.uk if you have any questions. To find out what else has been audio described around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.